This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Tomorrow marks an important anniversary. It was March 6th of last year that we heard of the first coronavirus cases in the state of Pennsylvania.
Two cases were announced on that day in the Philadelphia suburbs and in Wayne County. And this came on the heels of the first case being announced in the U.S. In mid to late January. So it took a little while for it to get to Pennsylvania. But I think looking back at anniversaries like that day and others show us how very quickly, in fact, things progressed from having the first two cases announced in Pennsylvania to within that week, the first case popping up in Northampton County. And then local schools preparing for closures. And by March 12th, Allentown School District was closed for cleaning because there was a staff member who was being tested for the virus. So that was 6 days later. And then 10 days later, just 10 days, Governor Tom Wolf announced the shutdown of government offices and all non-essential businesses.
This isn't a decision that I take lightly at all. It's one that I'm making because medical experts believe it is the only way we can prevent our hospitals from being overwhelmed by patients.
And that was the beginning of pandemic mitigation measures that go on to this day. It's interesting to hear the governor emphasize the possibility of the hospitals being just overwhelmed by patients.
Brad, that really did prove to be the concern. And this move from the governor also set off a pitched battle between the legislature and the governor that's continuing to play out today, as the legislature is taking aim right now at the governor's ability to declare a health emergency.
So bringing us to today, we had the good news of the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine being approved, and the governor has announced that teachers and school staff will be moved up in the line.
In fact, the governor signed a bill just yesterday putting the National Guard in charge of that rollout. The goal is to get kids back into school by mid-April. That's some of the dates that we're hearing. And 100,000 doses of that vaccine are arriving in the Commonwealth this week. Some outstanding questions are, the governor says that he's not sure they can make teachers and staff get it. And some schools, the Allentown Archdiocese, for instance, opposes the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of cell lines that were used in the production of the vaccine. So they're leaving it up to people's own moral decision whether or not to get it, but raises questions about whether school teachers in Allentown's diocese will get the vaccine.
But big picture, it's certainly something that the schools' unions have been adamant about, that they want the teachers to have the choice of to be able to get the vaccine before going back to all in-person schooling.
Absolutely. They have been calling for that for about the past 6 weeks, saying, hey, you can't reopen schools without getting teachers vaccinated. So this is exactly what they were looking for.
In politics, let's look forward to the May 18th primaries. Next week is the deadline for candidates to turn in signatures. Will we know by next week exactly who will be on the ballot in May?
We should. That deadline is Tuesday. And typically the thinking is if you filed a petition, you're going to end up in the ballot. Now, folks will have about a week if anybody wants to challenge a petition or challenge any signatures. And that does sometimes happen. But basically, but on Tuesday, we should find out who is going to be on the ballot across the Lehigh Valley.
And the big races to watch?
I would say Allentown and Bethlehem's mayoral races and city council races and those cities and in Easton, and also the races for county executive. And in some statewide races, Pennsylvania Supreme Court is another one that we're watching.
And a few dates to keep in mind. The primary is May 18th. The last day to register is May 3rd. The last day to request a mail-in or absentee ballot is May 11th. And independents don't vote in Pennsylvania primaries. You have to be registered with a political party, right?
Unless there's a ballot measure. That's the only thing independents can vote for.
Thanks, Jen, for joining us again.
You got it, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.